Books on Tape presents The Good Life by Jay McInerney. Read by Robertson Dean. In middle age, there is mystery. There is mystification. The most I can make out of this hour is a kind of loneliness. Even the beauty of the physical world seems to crumble. Yes, even love. John Cheever. Cataclysmic events, whatever their outcome, are as rare and transporting as a great love. Bombings, revolutions, earthquakes, hurricanes, anyone who has passed through one and lived, if they are honest, will tell you that even in the depths of their fear, there was an exhilaration, such as had been missing from their lives until then. Anna Menendez. Part 1. Indian Summer. Chapter 1. Summer used to be as endless as the ocean when she was a girl and her family rented the gray shingled cottage on Nantucket. Now, she found it hard to believe she was already back in Manhattan and the kids were in school and she was already racing home, late again, feeling guilty that she'd lingered over a drink with Casey Raines. The kids had been home for hours after their first day in first grade, and she had yet to hear about it. Women blamed themselves. Men blamed anything but. This was Corrine's interpretation of the guilt nipping at her high heels as she cantered up Hudson Street from the subway, passing the hand-lettered sign in the window of their Chinese takeout, freshly grounded coffee. Guilt about leaving the kids for so long, about not helping Russell with dinner. About attempting to...